Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm thinking it, so I'll just say it. I'm not happy that I didn't wear shorts today. It is so hot in here again. It's in the 30s today. I mean, I could have gotten away with it.
I don't have a comment to offer. I'm wearing a hoodie.
The problem I have, I dragged the shorts thing into November, at least. I mean, I went as far as I really possibly could. But I feel like as, you know, reasonable as maybe that argument is, it's hot in here, the light's hot on my face, and just, like, I'm sweating right now. I just don't have the right shoes.
To wear with shorts year-round.
Right, yep. Because if I wore sandals today, that I would wear with shorts on an 80-degree day.
Sloppy.
It would be impossible. I'd fall down. It would just slip constantly, and my feet would be wet all day.
Yep.
You can't do that. So then what am I doing? Socks and sneakers with shorts? Who wears that? Like tennis players.
Yeah.
I guess, but I'm not playing tennis.
Yeah, these are challenges. Yeah.
So otherwise, I think I would maybe be still wearing shorts in here. Plus, my pants are all ripped.
I'll just quickly tell you, I played some indoor golf last Tuesday with Sal's podcast partner, Channel 7's Matt Beauvais, and he is also a shorts guy. He was wearing shorts. I mean, we were playing golf indoors, but like he wore shorts to the. He didn't strip. He didn't go like NBA intros and like strip off some sweatpants.
That's what I need.
In one fell swoop when we started playing at Golf Dojo last Tuesday. But I was like, you're a shorts guy?
I need those pants where you just sort of pull on them and the buttons rip off on the sides and they're just off.
Right.
I need that. I'd wear that here.
So you'd wear that
NBA
warm-up in the elements
pants.
And then have shorts on in here.
Yes.
That's what you're telling me.
I would wear NBA warm-up pants. And, you know, who cares what kind of footwear I have on right now on the camera? Like,
right, that's right.
Maybe they can't see.
Right.
I like my shoes today, but I'm wearing – who cares?
But really, this is predicated
right? Everyone,
on
who cares?
You not wanting to walk from your house to your car with shorts and sneakers on and socks and then from your car into here. is what we're getting at here.
Well, no, I'd be walking everywhere with shorts and sneakers. Everybody who would see me indoors or outdoors would see me wearing that.
Right, but who's seeing you walk from your house to your car?
No one. That's not the problem.
Driving here. No,
no
one.
That's not it.
But if you have errands to run.
It's being seen with shorts and
socks. My point is no one's going to see you.
But people here would.
There's like three people here.
That's true. Is it that many?
I don't know. I don't know if that's ever going to change, but yeah, I mean.
No, we did an interview today.
Yeah, that's
right. We had a guest in today that wanted to meet us.
Sure.
We have the news guys are here. Sales, people are moving around. All the construction, it's like 20. Construction workers.
I just think if you wanted to avoid people.
Bowerly is here. There's a guy I want to impress. There's a guy who I wouldn't want to have see me look ridiculous by the clothes choices I've made on a given day. Wow. I wouldn't want that to happen because that would be his whole show. Mm. Don't you think?
You're feeling so much peer pressure.
So we had, what is how you dress though? It's how you want to be comfortable and then how you think you look to the world. There's some, maybe it's 5% that, but there's some percent.
Sure.
How you wouldn't just wear anything that's comfortable. You come close. We both come close.
I've got
but it's not 0%.
I've got the exhaust of the snowblower burned holes in my pants on again today.
Hmm.
I mean,
you're out at the what?
The
exhaust pipe on your car?
No, the snowblower. Last year I wore my good lounge pants Buffalo outside the snowblower, and I brushed up against the snowblower's exhaust, and I got in the shape of what that is. I've got these three little holes. Anyway,
I was out at my pool today.
It's embarrassing to wear these in public, but I'm wearing them to work.
I was working at the pool today in this. My shoes are not waterproof.
What were you doing with the pool?
Just tidying up.
All right. And I'm wearing these boots that I think sort of look.
Further questions.
Here, get a load of these. These, I think these pretty much look like slippers. But they've got a nice sole. They're warm.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing them out. Fine. And I keep telling my wife, like, I sort of feel like almost like an escaped hospital patient with these shoes on, but they're comfortable. They're easy to get in on and off. They're warm, and they got good traction. So I'm just rocking them.
Fine.
But I'm not sure that I really like them.
Nobody would look at them and judge you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
In a negative way.
The pants.
I hope the guy from Spree didn't.
I am not going to stand up
I don't need that.
And show the holes in the pants because I'm really embarrassed about these. But yet I keep wearing them.
From where he sat, he could see your feet. He could not see mine. I was ready to show my feet.
Hmm.
I got my Fluvogs on today. I was ready to show them.
You dressed up for this guy.
I got a haircut. I wore my good sneakers. Yes, we had a reporter in from Buffalo Spree. And just to talk about our careers, it was very nice. And he had a question about we've been through it all a little bit. You know, not a championship, but
right.
The rest. Ups and downs. And we talked about that. And I told him, and I didn't hear you really comment on this take, but because we said a lot about our careers that we don't really talk about to each other, but we're in the same room. And I said that I really enjoyed this Bills season. And I apologize for being so far into the show and not yet talking about whether the Bills receivers can get open. We will probably get to that. It usually happens.
We got until 7.
But I've really enjoyed this season because it's the best kind of season for a talk show. It's close. If you're in the hunt and it's a little bit above sort of the joke in the hunt, the 5-8, even the Dolphins, you know, or a team like that.
Yeah.
That's not fun. This is really good. Like last year is also good, but it gets a little boring because they're winning every week. And we're talking about how they never turn the ball over and they always take it away.
Yeah.
And we'll just see what happens in the playoffs. This year is also, of course, it has to be what happens in the playoffs, but it's different in, I think, an interesting way. I liked yesterday that a series of callers in the 5 o'clock hour made points to this effect, that people wanted to talk about playoff scenarios and where maybe having the 5 seed is good or ideal. You know, these kinds of, this is what I think is on fans' minds right now. And a couple of those callers were like, this is a really fun year for the race.
The whole playoffs.
And I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I like that it's different. I didn't need New England to be 11-2. Even if they're if they're 9-4, it's the same point.
Yes. Right. There's a race.
There's a better race.
A race is interesting. You know, last year there really was no race. 2 years ago was this at this time. I mean, the Bills were, they went into the last Sunday of the season possibly being out of the playoffs entirely if they lost that game in Miami that Sunday night. But as it turned out, by the time they took the field, they were in, even with a loss. But still, that was pretty close. You know, I think there's a few things, and you're right, I didn't comment directly on that. I did say, I think before you told this gentleman everything you just said, that it took me a while into my doing this job to not be like attached to what Monday through Friday or even Sunday after the game is going to sound like and feel like based on what happens in the game. Like that to me is no way to live and enjoy. Sports should be recreational. For us, it is. It's not even tangentially related. It's directly related to our job. So separating those things, like learning to just, the results are the results and we'll have a good show no matter what. It took me a while. Like I always wanted the Bills to be, and of course, for a lot of our careers, they were not any good at all. And we were just sort of mired in this existence where it was just, how do we keep doing this even? But for some reason this year, I've learned how to not be like that as much, I think. This year, I'm having a harder time with that. Like, I think I've said through the time here, since the Bills became a contender, that I'm watching the games and I just always think they're going to win. I think they're excellent and the quarterback's excellent. I think they're generally a well-coached, well-prepared team every week to week. Of course, they don't always win. But watching them, I always feel like somewhat optimistic about them, either in the space of that game or the overall. And this year has been more of a struggle for me in that, like, mentally, emotionally, I guess, watching the games. And I'm not really sure why that is, except maybe I'm glad you brought this up. You're helping me sort of think through why that is happening. And I think it's largely how much I want all the people who've been clamoring for McDermott to get fired for like 3 or 4 years already to have to watch him hold a trophy.
Oh, you want it for spite?
I want to be on the right side of that. You know, I feel like, you know, we get accused of being, I do anyway, of being like a public defender of his. And, you know, I don't like feeling like that. I don't know this man personally. You know, we've met and talked casually very few times. We've had him on our show, but I don't pretend to know him. So, like, for me to say I like him, like, personally would be ridiculous because I don't know him personally at all. But I like him in the job he's in a lot. And I also like stories. And I think him getting this team to a Super Bowl is a great story. Maybe not across the country, because across the country, maybe football fans are largely would be like, wait, you're mad at this coach? What's wrong with you? But, you know, here we're impatient and I get that. We won a championship and, you know, the longer we go without getting one with him and this quarterback, it feels like maybe it's never going to happen. And I think that's a great story. So I'm really rooting for that. And I think I'm starting to run out of runway for it to happen. Like, I don't think he's going to get to have the job forever if they don't win soon. And so I feel sort of invested in that. And that, I think, is what is making the equation sort of cycle me back to 15 years ago.
Well, in terms of McDermott, how is that tracking?
What do you mean by tracking? Well, do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year?
They might.
Sure.
I doubt you feel differently about that than I do,
mm-hmm.
where they might, but they probably won't. I mean, what are they going to be, 15%
mm-hmm.
to win? So we could break that down. We do every day.
What if they? What's the likeliest outcome? Dare I ask? What's the likeliest outcome for the Bills? They lose in the second or third round, like they have every year for the last five. So if they do that, where does that leave McDermott? Does it depend on how? That's where I planted my flag before the season.
Mm-hmm.
That I just couldn't. I can't have another season where my last game is a loss because I can't get stops. And, you know, this year that might be more likely than other years because their defense isn't as good. But I can't live with that anymore. I can't have Allen reach 30 years old and not have made a Super Bowl yet because of, you know, we can go back and forth again on offense versus defense. But that's been true. Like, their defense has not been able to sort of get the job done in the playoffs. Points, yards, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens again, I could be done. I could be at a point where I think I'd be ready to say it. Of course, if they win, I won't be. Nobody will want to say it if they win.
Right.
And if they go out early, then more people will want to say it. This is going to be a year, for what it's worth, toward this, where there could be big changes in the head coaching ranks. You could have Pittsburgh. You could have Baltimore. Maybe you could have Kansas City. Maybe you could have Philadelphia, you know, top teams.
Yep.
The longest tenured coaches in the league are topics right now for whether they'll be back next year. McDermott isn't quite that. So there's that you could talk about. And then there's, I think he is likable mostly, you know, as coaches go. From afar, if not from up close, too. I think he's likable. I mean, there have been...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
A couple of things that, like what Tyler wrote, and there have been a couple of things with McDermott where... He hasn't always looked the greatest.
No, but I think part of the reason I feel my desire to see him help this thing get across the finish line has grown is what I perceive as his reaction to that piece specifically. Because I think I really respect this about him. I think someone in his position could have just closed up shop to an extent. Like, I'm available to answer the football questions, and that's really all I'm going to do. I'm not going to get into the weeds with you on a speech I gave in 2019 or whatever year it was. Like, that's none of your business. That was in a locker room, private.
Yep, that's right.
I'm here, you know. You want to talk about – and he did not do that. I think instead he engaged with the author of the piece, Tyler Dunn, and also sort of re-engaged with us. In a way that I think, you know, sure, is it calculated? Is he trying to, like, reshape his image in the face of that story? Well, sure. But I think there's I perceived it as earnest. Like when he talks about learning and growing, I think he's being sincere. And I think he learned and grew. And I really appreciate that about a football coach, because I think that's a vulnerable position to put yourself in. And I think he did that. So that makes me want to see him get it across the finish line all the more, I think. For just, you know, personally. I think, again, not because I know him, but it's a great. I think it's a good story, maybe even a great story, that he faced that much adversity just 2 years ago and is still, I think he's better for it in the end. And it takes a lot to get publicly torn down to the extent that I think he was and react that way to it instead of just going in the bunker.
Well, this is another micro sort of topic where, just like receivers and a few other things, Brandon Bean, where it's really like we're into December now and we don't have anything close to the answers yet. The season is very much alive. They're not in perfect shape. They're not dead. Like, they're just sort of right there, right, running the race. And it could end up all kinds of different ways. We've been talking about this every day forever. And I feel like there's just no real clue yet, or certainly like a conclusion yet, on where we're going to be in 6 weeks with them. It's possible that in, say, after the Super Bowl, so like 2 months from now, that we're at a parade, and it's possible that maybe it's all busted up by then. I don't know. It's take any particular area, and you could see it going, I think, either way. I mean, I think their issues are well known. Stopping the run, separation at receiver. We know that stuff. They've had injuries. That could end up being no issue by the time the playoffs roll around. You never know. Maybe they get Oliver back. You know, who knows what happens? Maybe they're in good shape by then. But still, like, it's all something that has yet to be determined. And if you planted your flag, as I said before, as I put it that way, where I did, whether it was just this year or years ago, that I just can't have the season end again when I'm giving up 30 points and 400 yards with no sacks to somebody. But I'm down 4 starters. Well, that's a factor worth considering in this. I mean, they've had to really scramble on defense this year. So it's not as simple as, well, doesn't have to be as simple as that you couldn't execute again when we needed it. And that doesn't even get to the offense. And, you know, this whole philosophy that they are about on offense is, of course, has McDermott's fingerprints on it, too. I mean, I think he's come a distance when it comes to aggressiveness and stuff. But still, like, they're playing football the way he wants them to. When they're good. When they're winning, it's how he wants it. And that's James Cook and Allen doing his Superman stuff almost like secondarily this year. Because they really don't have a group that can make it any other way. Like, this is kind of what they built, and there was some purpose to that. So I don't know. What is any of this to say at this point? We got to get to the end and know, and right, then have the conversation at that point.
Right.
Because at this point, it's still guesswork.
It's really just a midweek vibes check. It really was what it comes down to. And it's a midweek, and it's, you know, still not close enough to the end.
But I like it this way. Like, for a,
yeah,
you say you like stories.
Right.
This is, if you're at a movie and it's a 2-hour movie and you're an hour and a half in and you don't know how it's going to end, well, that's a good trait for a movie where it's not obvious what's going to happen. And, of course, most of the time in the movie, you can probably know, well, it's going to end up okay. Probably the good guys win.
Yeah.
And in sports, you just don't have that. So it's really unpredictable right now. And
that
I think
makes
that's
it suspenseful.
That makes it interesting.
And the suspense is what brings the drama and brings the emotion, really. I mean, if you're watching a movie and you're really invested in it, you are on edge. Like, if it's really well done, like the best films, the best art does that, is going to get you to be emotive. And certainly the football games do that, no question.
New England Sunday. It's not over
in the AFC East, but it will be if New England wins. And even if the Bills win the game, it's still going to, you know, they're going to need some breaks to get to the top of the AFC East table. 803-0550 for your calls. We will talk to Sal today, of course. Media day at the stadium, 5 o'clock for Sal. At 4, we're going to meet Rich Podolsky. He's the author of a book on John Madden and Pat Summerall called Madden and Summerall, about their careers. So a little bit different than we might normally do on a Wednesday afternoon during the season. But the book is really great. And for anybody that sort of grew up with that broadcast team, I think you'll find it really interesting. So we'll get to know more about their careers together from the author of the book, Rich Podolsky. And maybe we'll hear from you. 803-0550 is the number. Talk a little Sabres as well off their win in Edmonton. Guaranteed win night. What can I say? You got it. Don't ask how. Doesn't matter how. Plus 172, baby. Go ahead and blow that lead. It's all the same to me. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Again, our number, 803-0550. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.